As we head into the weekend, this is the second annual BCS Marathon. Some folks got used to it last year. Others may not remember that it happened, and coming up on a Sunday, some motorists are going to find themselves not being able to take their normal route to get to where they're going.
The people that are going to affect, of course, our churchgoers and the people who are out in the early afternoon hours. We will start blocking roadways about 6:30 Sunday morning, and some of the roadways could remain at least partially blocked up until 3 o'clock that afternoon. In most instances, we have just one part of the roadway blocked, maybe one lane, maybe the shoulder. There are very few locations where the roadway is completely blocked, but again, you've got a link to that map on your website. I strongly advise people to look at that if they're going to be out and about. This is a huge thing for our community. Over 3,500 runners have signed up for both races. It's both a half marathon and a marathon. And want the public to realize that this is a Boston Marathon qualifying race. So when we do have runners, they will receive preference over the vehicles. And we will not make the runners stop so the cars can proceed. We will always make the cars stop so the runners can proceed. So make your plans on getting to church or wherever you may need to go by looking at the route. That, there are several different locations that you can get that route. And that way you'll be able to get to where you need to be in a timely manner, and you won't get frustrated by having to wait.
This also involves a number of law enforcement officers to make sure this gets executed correctly.
College Station has 37 officers that have signed up to work this event. Of course, it's something that will be paid for by the promoters of this event. It's not an expense that the city has to incur. So we also ask for the public to keep their eyes open, pay attention. Our officers will be in the roadway. We want them to be safe. And also pay attention to the runners. We want them to make sure they don't drift out of their lane into a lane that they don't need to be in. And if you are running in the race, wear something fluorescent. It's not going to hurt for you to be more visible for those motorists.
And we're visiting on Friday, so first of all, welcome to all those who are participating. But secondly, remember to show some patience to our visitors who are in town this weekend before and after the marathon while we're all on the streets.
Exactly. This is, a great thing for our community, and we got a lot of positive comments from the people who ran in the race last year. And we want our community to be known as someplace that is welcoming and friendly to people who come here from out of town.